patient name, Jefferson Lemus, L-E-M-U-S, date of birth 11-17-08, date of service 12-22-23. This is a 15-year-old young man. He's here with a complaint of having bilateral calves and feet, having some pain with them. He did go running for a one-mile run last week. He says these symptoms seem to come and go, and more predominantly on his left big toe, he feels as though that the joint is enlarged. He has some pain, but yet he shows up today, and there is no pain to that big toe. He does have a scrape along the lateral side, rather left toe medial side. We're looking a bit like a bunion. He stated that that abrasion came when he was ice skating. Period, new paragraph. He's had these symptoms off and on for 2 to 3 weeks. At times, there is no pain whatsoever, no discomfort, and then at other times he'll have a flare-up. He's not taking any medications for relief, period, new paragraph. He cannot exclude that this is due to him jogging. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 118 over 58, pulse 57, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 100% on room air. Current weight 148, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history, ADHD, surgical history negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Period, new paragraph. Examination of bilateral lower extremities. They are symmetrical to one another. There doesn't appear to be any erythema, any ecchymosis. There's no deformation. Both lower extremities look normal. Period, new paragraph. Examination of that left foot, in particular the left great toe. It is normal presentation. It is not tender to any palpation. He can move the toe with normal range of motion and fan the toes out without any issues. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left foot strain and left toe pain, intermittent. Patient will be given a Medrol dose pack and Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day as needed. I've told him for the next several days to take the Motrin 3 times a day in a consistent fashion for the next 3 or 4 days, along with him taking the steroid pack, and then return to clinic. If this does not show any improvement, we will refer him to an orthopedic facility. Period, new paragraph. I've also asked him to stop any and all attempts at running or jogging for the next week. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Brandy Barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, date of birth 1/28/85, date of service 12/22/23. This is a 38-year-old female patient here today with complaint of a mild sore throat and stuffy sinuses. She's had these symptoms now for since yesterday. Period, new paragraph. Also has sinus pressure, sinus headache. No other issues, no flu-like symptoms. She hasn't had any high fevers, no body aches, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, semaglutide, once a week. Medical history, migraines, depression, anxiety. She also has had treatment for cancer. Gestational trophoblastic disease, surgical history, DNC, appendectomy, social history. Occasionally will drink alcohol, non-smoker. Labs today, we were going to proceed with a strep test, but after examining her, She does have what appears to be an infection in her ear, as well as the left side of her throat. Strep test will not be done. We're just going to go ahead and treat her. Period and paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, tympanic membrane erythema profound on the left side. Canal is grossly clear. Also on that left ear, it is very tender to touch. And on the neck, it appears as though tonsillar lymphadenopathy on the left. Patient also complains of sinus pressure on the left side of her face. Period and paragraph. Heart positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period and paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute otitis media. Acute left-sided pharyngitis, tonsillitis. Patient will receive Rocephin 1 gram as an injection to be followed by a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed. She's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed. Period. And paragraph. Next patient, Alex Galvan. That's G-A-L-V-A-N. Date of birth 1/27/22. Date of service 1. Date of service 12/22/23. This is a one-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in due to having a cough. Fever up to 107 today. Also vomited as well yesterday. He plays well. He has periods of exacerbations and remissions. He is easily consoled by the mom. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Vital signs, pulse within normal limits, respirations 20, temperature 100.4, oxygenating within normal limits, current medication, non-medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a flu test. It was negative. Period. And paragraph. On examination, patient is awake. A bit apprehensive when I approach him, but mom is hugging him tight through the exam today. No excessive distress as I examine the patient. Eyes, pupils are equal round. Ears, he does have tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, more so on the right. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. Oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. Period. The paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute otitis media and cough. Patient will receive amoxicillin 200 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml BID, 10 days, number 150 ml. Period. New paragraph. And for cough, Histex PD 0.3 ml twice a day. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Mom is going to monitor his symptoms and then call us or return to clinic if not improving.